a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour is our flood watch. We're keeping our eye on the rivers running at near flood stage this morning. And we also have a follow-up on the damage to the road in Payson Canyon. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell begins our team coverage.
Sergeant Spencer Cannon from the Utah County Sheriff's Office says 9 miles from the mouth of the Payson Canyon is the worst of the water damage, and it could be some time before the canyon's open.
The Forest Service told me that they are anticipating at least a two-week delay in openings, and for areas where there are higher altitude campgrounds, their delays may be even longer than that.
Now, if you are looking to do some hikes over Memorial Day weekend, Sergeant Cannon also advised that you prepare properly.
Having a light day pack of some kind that has an extra T-shirt, maybe a long pair of pants of some kind can make for much more comfortable conditions if you do get stranded.
Looking at the river tracker right now, Logan River is only just in flood stage, and good news is the South Fork of the Ogden River is now out of flood stage. Hugh Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
The weather is going to feel like spring this weekend, but the water in the state's lakes and reservoirs will be cold. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our team coverage.
Spring runoff is making for some cold water all around the state this year. Devin Chavez with Utah State Park says some water bodies are as cold as 50 degrees depending on where you're at. Regardless of the temperature, though, he's asking people to swim safely.
Go with a friend, a buddy, a family member that can help if the situation gets bad. And of course, wear your life jacket. Don't just have one with you. Wear your life jacket.
Chavez also says you can see some debris, but crews have been working hard to remove any ahead of time. State parks are open. Only small pockets of Jordan Allen East Canyon are closed due to flooding. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
ABC's Andrew Dimber continues our coverage, saying there's already been some problems along the nation's beaches for travelers.
People in South Carolina this week caught in a dust devil, towels flying. And for swimmers, there are new warnings.
We've already, this past weekend, we rescued about 160 people out of the water.
Powerful winds along the East Coast are creating hazardous conditions at beaches, with dangerous rip currents possible from Florida all the way to New Jersey.
Bushell says the snow is expected to clear by next weekend. If you're camping outdoors in the state of Utah this Memorial Day weekend, there are some road closures and snowpack issues to be aware of. Brenda Bushell is public information officer for the Camas District.
A lot of people want to get out to recreate with their dirt bikes, their four-wheelers, their side-by-sides. A lot of that is still under snow. There's really not a lot of area up this way to recreate with the ATVs and the OHVs.
But hopefully that snow will clear out by next weekend. We do have some good news when it comes to campgrounds. BLM officials are opening several Moab area campgrounds that were closed because of flooding. Those include King's Bottom, Gold Bar, Goose Island, and others. Several memorial services honoring veterans are being held this weekend. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Most of the services and events, like a flag-raising ceremony and wreath-laying by the Salt Lake Sheriff's Department in West Valley at the Valley View Memorial Park and Funeral Home, will take place on Monday. There are also a couple of running events planned. The Runtastic Run of Remembrance is taking place in American Fork. Heber City is also hosting a run on Monday. A tie-down roping breakaway and steer wrestling event is being held at the Spanish Fork Fairgrounds, and the Utah Renaissance Festival and Fantasy Fair is taking place in Marriott Slatersville. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. Well, so much for a nice, quiet Memorial Day weekend.
Unsettled weather as we head into the holiday weekend. Today, we'll have a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, but we may even see a stray shower this morning, so watch for some isolated activity there. Temperature-wise, not bad. We'll see a high of 76 today. And then for Saturday, we're looking at more thunderstorms in the afternoon. We're still tapping into some decent moisture, so monsoonal thunderstorms will continue with scattered activity, highs in the mid-70s.
Kristen says the thunderstorms continue on Sunday with some isolated showers in northern Utah, but the good news is right now, Monday looks dry. First look traffic, and here is Len Thomas. Hello.
Hello there, sorry. As you make that crash out there, looks like they're starting to clean that up a little bit, but still got two right lanes closed and delays from State Street as traffic starts to move a little bit better. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We are following a developing story this morning in West Valley City where a man was killed last night after police spiked the tires of a suspected stolen car. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports police had spiked the car's tires, but the driver drove away at a high rate of speed.
West Valley police say this all started when an officer in an unmarked car spotted the stolen vehicle near 3100 South Redwood Road. Investigators say the driver and passengers got out of the car, and as officers approached, the driver got back in and the passengers fled on foot. Officers then threw down a spike strip. The car then lost control. That victim was hit and killed when the car sped through a chain link fence of that first home. During all this, a police car was hit, a gas line was sheared, and some homes were evacuated. West Valley police tell us the driver is believed to be 15 years old. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says after the latest round of negotiations with the White House on the debt ceiling, they do not have a deal yet.
We knew this would not be easy. It's hard, but we're working. And we're going to continue to work till we get this done.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen continues to insist there could be big economic consequences if Congress and the White House don't raise the debt ceiling by June 1st. Most lawmakers left Washington, D.C. for the Memorial Day weekend, but were told to prepare for a quick return if a deal is struck over the next few days. Japanese authorities say they made an arrest following a deadly standoff. ABC's Mark Remillard.
Police say they've arrested a 31-year-old man who posted up in his father's home armed with a rifle and a knife after he allegedly killed four people, including two police officers. Masanori Aoki was taken into custody on suspicion of murder in Nakano, a city in the Nagano Prefecture. Prior to the standoff, police say Aoki shot two police officers who were called after reports of a woman being stabbed. That woman and the two officers were later pronounced dead at a hospital. A fourth person, an older woman, was also killed after being wounded, but was too close to Aoki to be rescued in time. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Violent crime is rare in Japan, which only sees a handful of gun-related cases each year. But in recent years, there's been growing concern about homemade guns and explosives.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.